Counting has begun in Egypt's first presidential election since the fall of former leader Hosni Mubarak. After 6 decades under military-backed rule, 50 million eligible voters voted yesterday whether to entrust the nation to an Islamist president for the next 4 years, alongside the Islamist-led parliament that they elected earlier this year. But secular figures such as ex-Arab League chief Amr Moussa, 75, and Mubarak's last premier Ahmed Shafik, 70, are in with a chance, appealing to Egyptians wary of radical change. Egyptian blogger Adel El Adawi is in Cairo, and he says the election has been a most special moment for the entire country.
Everywhere on the streets, people are talking about the presidential candidates, about whom they will be voting for. The level of excitement is amazing. Everyone is really talking about these elections. Everyone is excited about voting. So I can tell you, on the streets of Cairo and around Egypt, the number one topic of discussion, no matter what your level of education is, no matter what your social background is, it's all about these elections and about the next Egyptian president.
Well-known Egyptian blogger Adel El Adawi speaking to us there. And if no one wins more than half the votes needed for outright victory in Wednesday and Thursday's first round, the top two candidates will contest a June 16th and 17th runoff.